Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, December 5th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, Eric Gardner's daughter says her father's death is about much more than race. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now. And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this.
This is not a black and white issue. This is a national crisis.
A lot of people will be surprised because you know this is being made out to be a racial issue. And you're saying it's, you don't think it's about race.
I can't really say it's like really a black and white issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, the police officers and abusing their power.
Yeah.
So that was Eric Garner's daughter saying exactly what we have been reporting all along. This is bigger than black versus white. This is about demanding accountability for an institution that holds a legal monopoly on violence. That's what this is about. And of course, you know, you see how Don Lemon was really just continuing to pressure her to admit that this was about race. And she just held to her opinion that, no, she thinks it's bigger than that, that this is about the police, their abuse of their authority, and basically getting away with murder, and that is what we should be focusing on. The cousin of Michael Brown, Ty Pruitt, contacted InfoWars to express his agreement that the protests against the deaths of Brown and Eric Garner should not be focused around race, but on preventing police brutality. Now, Pruitt was responding to a Paul Joseph Watson Facebook video rant in which he argued that social justice warriors are steering the protest movement away from true solutions by fanning the flames of racial division in America. And that is exactly it. When Rand Paul dared speak out against this narrative and he tried to connect Garner's death with a ridiculous cigarette tax that was imposed, the people who support the super state, the regulatory super state, just went on attack against Paul, basically saying, how dare you pin blame on overregulation? It's only racism and the racist cops that put Eric Garner in an illegal chokehold that killed him. And indeed, that is the cause of death, according to the medical examiner. But the issue is, why were the police confronting him in the streets in the first place? Why were they confronting Garner, according to him and the police record, again and again and again, multiple times? That's why he said, every time you see me, you want to arrest me. They were confronting him because of selling Lucy's and that ridiculous cigarette tax imposed by the state of New York. Now, let's point out that Pantaleo, who applied the lethal chokehold on Eric Garner, was supervised by an African-American female NYPD sergeant. So having that black sergeant in charge of that crime scene takes race out of the equation. Now, as awful as Pantaleo's actions appeared on the video, at no time does that black sergeant order him to stop choking Garner. Now, you can see her in the full cut of the video, but that's not what is on a constant loop on all the mainstream media outlets for all the world to see. That is what the grand jury was able to see. Now, am I saying this because racism doesn't exist and racial profiling doesn't exist? Of course not. But that's what we're trying to point out, is that some of the facts are being overlooked in this case because the race hustlers want you to focus on what divides us. They don't want us to focus on what we can all agree on, is that we've got a police state that is not being held accountable, and we can unite against that and against this corruption and tyranny. Now, of course, black people are disproportionately arrested and incarcerated, of course, because of racial profiling. That means that they're going to be more susceptible to even interacting with police in the first place. But what's also a cause of this is over-criminalization. Stupid laws help kill people. Now, this is from Reason.com. They say, when a million things are highly regulated or outright illegal, from cigarettes to sodas of a certain size, unlicensed lemonade stands, raw milk, alcohol, marijuana, food trucks, taxi cab alternatives, and even fishing supplies in schools, the unrestrained and often racist police force has a million reasons to pick on people. Punitive cigarette taxes, which disproportionately fall on the backs of the poorest of the poor, contribute to police brutality in the exact same way that the war on drugs does. If you want all of these things to be illegal, then you must want the police to force people not to have them. And Garner's daughter is right on the money with this by saying that this is a national crisis. It's a critical issue that's facing the nation. Now, police, like I said earlier, they have a legal monopoly on violence, but it's increasingly difficult to hold them accountable. Now, as we've seen, the cop who fatally shot Akai Gurley in a darkened stairwell, he didn't even bother to render aid or call the paramedics. He was allegedly texting his union representative while the man lay there dying. It was actually a neighbor who called 911. So here we have a cop who doesn't even check in with his commanding officer or call for help. They weren't able to get in touch with him for about 6 minutes. And there in that 6 minutes, he was allegedly calling his union representative first, not rendering aid to this man. He was calling for his union rep to help him. Help him out of the situation that he had gotten himself in. So, of course, totally negligent. And then, of course, we have the cop who fatally shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice in Cleveland. Well, he had already been judged unfit for police service. This was 2 years earlier, and he was judged unfit by a small suburban force where he worked for just about 6 months. He was specifically faulted for breaking down emotionally while handling a live gun during training. And his deputy chief of the police department there wrote in an internal memo stating, due to this dangerous loss of composure during live range training and his inability to manage this personal stress, I don't believe that Lohman has the maturity needed to work for the department. And he also didn't believe time nor training would be able to change or correct these deficiencies. So he's deemed unfit to work at a smaller police department. So what does he do? Move to a bigger police department where he's going to see even more action. So should we be holding the Cleveland Police Department accountable for not doing a better background check or doing their due diligence? And not only is it nearly impossible to charge a cop with a crime, but because of this lack of due diligence in the hiring process and unions, it's almost impossible to bar a bad cop from getting a job at all. Police are given a license to kill, so they should be held to the highest standards, period. Period and point blank. And where we are going to be able to affect real change is by uniting against this corrupt police force that can't be held accountable, by this corrupt establishment that can't be held accountable, seemingly can't be held accountable. If we could all just focus our collaborative energies on trying to take this down, that's where we will affect real change with power in numbers. And that's exactly why the establishment wants you to focus on race.
The government's always trying to demonize the people, the patriots, the liberty movement. They try to demonize good cops that act like human beings. They try to demonize people that try to bring folks together.
Yeah, the toothless white trash and the federal Gestapo controllers are not welcome here in Central Texas where the real patriots reside.
It's like, oh, shut up, crackerhead. You know you're racist. And it's just like, what? It's a eugenics operation. They're chemically murdering us, biologically murdering us. We're under a social grid to dumb us down. We're all in this together. And the globalists are taking a case that might be wrong, might be right, reasonable doubt, and making it, projecting it onto all of us. Like every white person's George Zimmerman. And every black person's Trayvon Martin.
You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon.
And now they're saying, gun owners, it's your fault Trayvon died. Man, don't you put that guilt on me. Don't you say I did that. I didn't kill those kids at Sandy Hook. I didn't go out there and shoot Trayvon Martin. How dare you get on my site and say you're going to kill me? You think I'm scared of that? I'm scared of the type of animal manipulation against different groups of human beings by the globalists to have us at each other's throats.
There's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs. And that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases because he's African American. There's no question about that. And it's the kind of thing that nobody ever says, but everybody's thinking.
I remember sitting in a meeting and being told that I need to own my whiteness and I need to own the fact that I have white privilege. and I almost feel the embarrassment from it and the shame from it. Only then can I start breaking, you know, down the walls and be able to teach my students of color and to reach out to them, which of course is absolutely absurd.
He probably can't win because he's black.
That's right. That's right. That is the, that's the psychology that's going on in our heads.
Not until and unless the number of white kids died that approximate the numbers of black and other kids who die, will America see it's beyond logic, it's about rationality, it's about let's get something done.
It also is about the fear of not having enough guns if the brown people or the black people rise up and come and get.
Do you think that America is a more or less racist country since Barack Obama became president?
Wow, that's a powerful question. I think that people are angry that he's president, and I think that they're showing their true colors. And I think
we'll dig up some emails that make part of the Affordable Care Act that doesn't look good, especially from people who've made up their mind that they don't want it to work because they don't like the president. Maybe he's of the wrong color, something of that sort. I've seen a lot of that, and I know a lot of that to be true.
We're not just dealing with a problem in 2014. We're not dealing with years of racism leading up to it or decades of racism. We are dealing with centuries of racism that have brought us to this day. That is how profound the crisis is.
And your thoughts on Mayor de Blasio suggesting that what we're dealing with here, what we're seeing in Ferguson and Staten Island, is the result of centuries of racism?
Irresponsible rhetoric. There's no doubt about it. Mayor de Blasio is placating to a segment of people in New York, and I find it shameful. I'm still waiting for some effective leadership, starting with reasonable messaging to kind of get so that we can get our arms around this thing and start moving in the direction that we need to move in.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com here at the Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton, Missouri with Stephen King. Now, in light of the verdict, it's supposed to be any day now, we've gotten information that gun sales in the area have gone up. Has that been true here?
Yeah, about 300%. And as long as they're doing peaceful protesting, that's fine. That's what demonstrations are all about. But when they start breaking the law, I think that the police are going to have to come in and quash it pretty quickly.
A lot of gun sales going on in the area. I heard of some of the local gun stores said they had increases of firearm purchases at about 300%. Do you see a lot of that in the community? A lot of people now armed?
I mean, yeah, everybody armed out here because they scared. And I don't blame them for doing it, you know, because if I had a business or my house, I wouldn't want nobody taking, taking my stuff, you know.
Now, we've been here since last Friday. It's Wednesday now, and tonight We've gotten the first word that there was a protest going on. We are on South Florissant Avenue. To my right is the Ferguson Fire Department, and to my left is the Police Department. Now, if you look over here just a little bit ago, there was maybe, I'd say, about 100 people. People starting to show up and leave and come and go throughout the thing. But there are about 65 police officers over here, as you can see. They've got their riot shields on, helmets, gas masks on their side. So far, this has been a very peaceful protest. People have been using, like Jakar Jackson likes to say, colorful language. All right, so here we go. They are blocking traffic. And the police will be forced to come out here.
Move up. Move up. Come on, sir.
I'm not standing in the street, though.
Don't come up behind us.
I'm just asking for peace. I'm just asking everyone to be, you know, thoughtful and think of the family.
I'm just my whole life, and it's always been peaceful here. I mean, everybody's always been neighborly and peaceful, so.
Said something that you didn't like, so then later I'm targeted, and I'm not really arrested in front of all the rest of the protesters, but I'm arrested on the side because you didn't like exactly what I said 20 minutes ago.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, well, I've seen it, so you
well,
can't
okay,
say
okay, well, I haven't, that hasn't happened to me.
You wasn't, it wasn't anything, your shift. Okay, well, it wasn't, hasn't happened it wasn't your shift.
I'm not going to tell you again. Stand on that one.
Now they're telling, demonstrators, media, that they cannot know, they can no longer be on the other side of the street.
He was on the sidewalk.
So where have you been seeing a lot of police out around here?
Everywhere, going up and down the street on the parking lot.
What you kind? Like, not normal police or county police?
County police, lots of them.
See, looks like.
4.5 minutes This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
By stopping the streets, we're not only showing that you, the government, quote unquote, does not have power over us, but that the structures themselves are what need remedy. And so by shutting down the streets, it's not an attempt to make somebody feel uncomfortable unless they need to, because they are themselves a part of these structures as well, but that the structures themselves need to be questioned.
Now, what do you think is going to happen after the decision comes down, whether it be he's convicted or not? Do you believe that a lot of the activities that happened in August are going to happen again, rioting, looting, people going out and protesting for a long time?
I think it'd be worse. It'd be worse.
Screw the police, they failed us again. Screw the whole judicial system. I hope the city burns
down. I like it in the car.
100 cop cars.
Gunshots.
walking down the sidewalk asking if we're okay.
Looks like a paintball gun. You hear the dog barking in the background. See over there?
Joe Biggs getting geared up over there.
So, we're right here on the front line. You can't be any closer unless you're riding in the back of one of the paddy wagons.
You guys mind moving either in front of us or behind us?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever you'd like to do, yeah. But we got to have this line.
Thank you, officer. Very polite.
Yes. Yes,
Yeah, the Boost Mobile has been completely, and Jakari is trying to walk in. Hey, a guy just walked in there, so be careful.
Hands up, don't shoot. I'm not here for you, bro. Just getting the footage.
No one bothers.
Just getting the footage.
Hey, that's a car that's on fire.
To try to trust in.
She took the. She said she took the boards down to try to
you
trust
in
the.
Able to park down
the
there.
People
I came
that know with a you know robber's store, and as you can see, she's been here 22 years.
She's been in business 22 years, and now it's heavily damaged. The firefighters had to pull out of here because. They were having people shooting at them. They even left the fire hoses. That's how quick they left. Is this your store, sir?
Yeah. How you guys doing? Yeah, you know, I don't know. Sorry, guys.
You ready, man. What's up? You ready. But by them not giving their time, you get youngsters, they burning up every store in this town.
I don't know if you guys just heard that. The radio dispatch said that somebody's riding up and down the street shooting a rifle outside of a car. Wild stuff.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. This is the hours after the announcement that Darren Wilson was not going to be indicted. As you can see, buildings on West Florissant are just up in flames. There have been shots all night, just people shooting off guns from the crowd. I mean, from where I am right now, I can feel the heat coming from that building as it burns to the ground. This has been a crazy night. This far surpasses the chaos that happened in August. I mean, we've been hearing it in chants and stuff. We're going to burn this place down, but God almighty, I never thought it was going to happen.
Got people that are breaking in, and a lot of people were not even from the community breaking in. They were actually, it was no respect for Mike Brown's family. There was no love for Mike Brown's family. It was actually an opportunity in a bad economy to go get a lot of stuff for free. And as a result of that, I think it just turned into a big mess.
You a sellout.
How so?
And you put that on Alex InfoWars.
I'm still asking you how I'm a sellout.
You a sellout. You don't love black people.
How are you going to say I don't
Alex,
love people?
Your boy today called black people terrorists.
One of the most heartbreaking things I saw last night were the firefighters out here at the beginning of the night trying to put these fires out and then being told they had to be pulled back because the fire truck was taking fire. They were shooting at the fire truck.
Fire truck shot. Terrorist attempt to kill firefighters.
Black people terrorists.
Somebody who burned down a building.
You freaking sell out.
It don't matter what color you are. People who want to peacefully protest, peacefully assemble, I have no issue with that. But as I was telling the guy, I don't know if you guys got that on camera, I said I'm not supporting burning down buildings, looting buildings, and not everybody's doing that. I've done multiple reports talking about how the majority of the people out here are peacefully assembled, and they just want to find out what happened with Mike Brown and Darren Wilson. And I have no issue with that. But when it comes down to burning buildings, which it's mostly people who aren't from this neighborhood is what I've been told. It's outside agitators, outside provocateurs who want to come in here and raid the stores, burn the stores down. I'm not supporting that at all.
Become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder, backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now I'm here to address a video that was put out by a group called the All Warriors Network, and they had this exclusive interview with a guy that is now being called the Fat Delta Guy, and they said that's what Infowars is calling him.
Look right around at you, Big John, a.k.a. Fat Delta Guy on Infowars. What do you think about being famous, man?
I think Infowars is an even bigger piece of crap than they were to begin with.
But you're not Delta, is that what
no,
you're saying?
No, absolutely not. I think Joe Biggs needed 15 minutes of video to fill, and I could have taken a crap and made it go more viral than that video. So
what do you think about people calling you the Fat Delta Guy? Is that a fair?
I've been called worse by better, so I'm good with it.
Okay. Yeah. So, what are you doing here if you're not Delta?
Well, I'm a private security contractor. Okay. I've been hired by a media organization. And my team and I are here to make sure that they can come in and cover Ferguson safely.
Sure.
So when we're in the parking lot at the Justice Center in Clayton, we notice a group of spec-up looking fellas. I'll go ahead and put that question mark there for you, because what we're saying is we obviously don't know who you're with, but based off your attire and how you're dressed, it kind of seems like that. I mean, how dare I even come to that conclusion, seeing as how there's 2,200 National Guard being sent to the area. There's 1,000 police on standby. Oh, and 100 FBI agents were just sent there the day before. How dare I look at this group and go, question mark, wonder what these guys are doing. And then notice that when they shut the trunk to their Suburban, there's a North Carolina plate. How dare I go even a step further and go, what's in North Carolina? Okay, Fort Bragg. What's at Fort Bragg? Home of the Special Forces. What else is there? Delta Force. That's all it is. We're sitting there going, they've already sent 100 FBI agents. There's 2,200 National Guard. There's 1,000 police. Right now we have more boots on ground in Ferguson than we do overseas in combat. You guys came out and you said on your video that you're not spec ops. In fact, you're contractors. All right? Most contracting places like that, they usually hire ex-military. So at some point in time, you could have been in the military and the buddies that you were there working with. And you also said that we are crap, which I find to be really funny, seeing as how you said your job there was to protect these mainstream media outlets, because we all know that Fox News doesn't lie, or CNN or MSNBC with all their race baiting that goes on nonstop. I mean, for crying out loud, MSNBC actually has Al Sharpton on their programs, and all that's all he does. But you're there to take a bullet for these guys, and we're crap. Alrighty then. Well, what we're going to do now is take a look at a couple clips of different mainstream media outlets that were there in Ferguson covering.
Going on inside there from whatever is inside, whether it's sorry, I just got hit.
Ooh, that had to hurt. Taking a rock to the head. Well, maybe you guys weren't guarding her, you know, at that time. Maybe it was Chris Hayes over on West Florissant, right across from the building that was on fire as gunfire was coming at him.
Very fat. Ew, that's gunfire. All right. Just a hail of gunfire just now.
Driving down the street.
Yeah. Okay. We're being told to, we're being told to fall back. I'm going to throw to you in the studio.
Or maybe you guys were watching this Fox News anchor as he was reporting the fact that there were some Molotovs sitting down, and then this guy comes and runs up and throws the camera to the ground, and they lose their feed.
However.
Looks like we got a stash here of some Amsterdam, New Amsterdam Citroen vodka, and an orange mixer. If you could pan down and show that.
Hey man, fuck you, fuck you.
Alright, we heard that. Excuse us, those watching at home. This is live television.
I'm not gonna do that.
What about all the people that have these masks on like that guy? How many people are covering themselves? Uh-oh. Alright, as you can see, we lost Steve Harrigan's shot.
About 8 shots, 9 shots. Let's go back. Back. Back, multiple shots fired, back now! All the way back! It's nighttime, we don't know who's firing at who, we're just pulling back out of range.
I've heard you, it's
sounds...
Go ahead.
Small caliber, all the way back, Dutch, back!
Well, I mean, there you have it. There's a lot of mainstream media outlets right there that are getting attacked by the protesters or rioters, whatever you want to call it, having rocks thrown at them, exposing Molotovs. And there's nowhere for any, I don't see any guards anywhere around for them. So maybe you guys were just out there doing whatever. But either way, I'd like to point out the fact that, you know, this, our crap media network, InfoWars, if you don't remember, you might want to go back and look at the footage for yourself, but we didn't have armed or unarmed bodyguards like these guys did, and they still got hurt. Jakar Jackson and I were out there by ourselves. We didn't even stand beside each other half the time. We went out there and actually brought real coverage of what was going on as the bullets were flying by, as they were shooting at firefighters, making them, or forcing them, I should say, to pull back and then allowing these buildings to burn down. But you know what? You know, you guys are right. We're just crap. You know, we go out there and actually report on real stuff, and we expose lies. We don't go out there and protect Fox News and CNN and MSNBC or anything like that, because we know that, you know, these guys tell the truth all the time. Never have they ever used a green screen to say that they were actually overseas in a combat situation. Whatever, but guess what? Before you call us crap, you might want to go do your homework and see what it is that we're really about. We go out there fearlessly. We had bullets flying by. We didn't run. We sat out there in the streets where people were driving by up and down the road with guns waving out the window, shooting and all of that. Yet we never retreated. We didn't run back, and we didn't need bodyguards to sit there and help us, because you know what? You need bodyguards to help protect stuff, because that's what's happening when there's lies being put out. That's why they need bodyguards, because what they do is put out garbage. They are crap. InfoWars actually puts out real news. So you might want to start fact-checking things like that before you go out and do your exclusive interviews talking about us and calling us crap. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with real news here at InfoWars.com.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Stick around after the news. We're going to air a little teaser snippet from an upcoming groundbreaking interview. David Knight sits down with Greg Morse. He's going to expose the savings and loan scandal and just how the U.S. government funds its black ops programs. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and then head over to the InfoWars store. We are running some epic specials. 20, 30, 40% off. It's only for a limited time, and of course, shipping is free. The best thing that you can give to your family and to yourself for Christmas is the gift of health. Health is the number one thing, so head over to the InfoWars store, pick up all your Christmas needs and stocking stuffers there, and of course, all your purchases help us to run this operation and to continue bringing you all that you need to help fight the info war. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you here Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Now, one of the things I said in the introduction was this even touches on possibly on some of these banker suicides. We've seen a rash of banker suicides at a time when these guys are doing really well. It's not like it's the Depression where they're jumping out of windows, but a lot of people have died under mysterious circumstances. But I want to go to this, and that is Brad Birkenfeld. Now, he got $104 million from the IRS for exposing secretive banking operations and tax evasions involving UBS and the Swiss banking system. That all came about because of Brad Birkenfeld's whistleblowing. Yet, when he came to the Department of Justice with this information, nobody went to jail. Even after all this came to light, nobody went to jail except for the whistleblower himself, Brad Birkenfeld. That's where he met Scott Bennett in prison. Scott Bennett was in the Army. He was with Booz Allen Hamilton, blew the whistle on some of the things that he discovered to his superiors. He was sent to jail, I believe, on some trumped up charges that looked pretty phony.
They spent 6 months living together in this white collar jail up in Pennsylvania, in which they exchanged documents, stories, and dotted the I's and crossed the T's. And it appears, since Birkenfeld has not been available to us, it appears, and we have all the documented communiques to the military, to Congress, just as we do in my case on the whistleblower document, they are obviously running to hide. They do not want this coming out in any way, and they're doing everything they can to either not respond, or in my case, to Scott, or in my case, we've had four formal responses from four of the largest government agencies, which have in writing put their signatures on it to my attention. It's on the website for people to see, which says all of this stuff is outside our jurisdiction, including
exactly.
The Department of Justice.
Exactly. But, of course, the Department of Justice was involved in the whistleblower's case. They sent him to jail for a couple of years. As he got out, he was handed a check for $104 million from the IRS for being a whistleblower. And as they had, after they had convicted him, the prosecutor, Kevin Downey, said that he needed the judge to give him some more time with the whistleblower because he was getting so much key intel from him. Don't take him away and send him to jail just yet. So admitted that it was very important. Now, one of the things that I want to pull out, which again, hits possibly to these banker suicides, is how it looks like he was possibly set up, according to Scott Bennett. And when Scott Bennett talked about Brad and what initially happened to him, when Brad came from Switzerland to talk to the Department of Justice initially, shortly after that, one of his friends back in London where he was living got a communique from the Swiss bank, UBS, asking him why he had contacted them. They essentially had received a letter that was unsigned that was in the name of this London friend who didn't know anything about this because Brad Birkenfeld had done this secretively, had traveled there secretly to talk to the Department of Justice. Yet somebody who knew that he had talked to the Department of Justice had contacted UBS in the name of this friend who didn't know anything about it, presumably hoping that UBS would do something about it or do something to him, I presume. But you bet they call this London friend who was absolutely astonished and then called Birkenfeld for an explanation. You want to comment on that?
I'd rather, quite frankly, I'd rather let Scott at a later date go into all that detail because he was much closer to the topic than I. What I can tell you is that if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, let's don't shy away from making the ultimate conclusionary statement. That is, it's a duck.
Yeah.
These guys are covering this up because they know we're on their trail. They're afraid of it. And they don't know how to stop it because we're in a position now where they cannot stop us from getting all the way to the Supreme Court and going to the Congress of the United States.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.